This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
High noon in the District of Columbia, points along the Eastern Seaboard. B. Mitch Finley live, Ashburn, Virginia, BigBear.ai Performance Center, as the Commanders are currently going through locker cleanout, all the guys getting their stuff out for what is about to be some time off. Plenty of guys will stick in the area and be in the facility every day, but a lot of guys are going to head home, maybe head on vacation, go see some family.
I wouldn't take my stuff out sometime. I would just leave it.
Would you take some of it?
Or just I'm like, I'm coming back to the same damn locker in about a month or two. I'm not taking all this stuff out of here. I kept myself relatively clean anyway. I wasn't going to go in there and pack up today to be back there in a couple months. No, not happening.
I think contract status may determine how much you're cleaning out that locker, right? But yeah. A lot of guys leave a lot of stuff, too. I think if there's an expectation that every locker is empty by the end of today, that's incorrect. Right now, though, to make sense of yesterday's game in Philadelphia and look ahead to the playoffs, go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Ike Reese from Philadelphia. Ike, what's up, dude? How are you?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, fellas? Hold on, did you guys know?
Hey, man, something? You were scared to see us yesterday? We didn't see you, dog.
I know. Hold on. I didn't see you yesterday, but I got the call about coming on the show. Did you guys know you were going to win that game yesterday?
No.
No,
I was looking for you yesterday, and I saw Hugh. I didn't see you.
Oh, you know what? I sit in the
owner's box.
WIP. The WIP where Merrill and Mike called a game at. I sit in there and watch the game with those guys.
Oh, okay. You got tired of all the little people. You went and hung out with the big dudes. I understand. Your big bro come in town, and you say, the hell with him. I'm hanging out with Merrill Reese.
Dude, I normally see you prior to the game. This is the first time I didn't get to see you before the game. It was weird to me. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring up Merrill, because I was in the elevator going down from the press box to the field level with, I don't know, 2.5 minutes left, and they were playing the Eagles radio broadcast. And, you know, Merrill's a legend up there, absolute legend.
Yeah.
And they were laying into Sirianni pretty good, man. Just saying, how can you make this decision? And I found that pretty interesting. What is the vibe up there today with Nick?
Well, you can only imagine that obviously the fan base is not happy. The majority of them aren't happy with the way the game played out. But here's where I'm at. You know what? I wanted the starters to play. You know, you try to get the number two seed. I wanted them to do what they needed to do to get the number two seed. But I understood. I understood as the week went on. I understood, you know what? They're looking at it as you can't control what happens in Chicago, but you can control resting your players and making sure you have as many starters available to you next week when the playoffs start. So they could have played their starters yesterday, been in a drag-out knuckle fight with Washington all the way to the end, and if the game in Chicago goes Chicago's way, you still don't have the number two seed, and you could have put your players at risk of being injured. So I understood the logic of that, even though I wanted the starters to play. That's just where I was coming from. And lo and behold, in typical Philadelphia fashion, it played out the way that it did yesterday with us losing the game. But not us not only losing the game. It would have been okay if we lost the game and Chicago won. We could have made ourselves feel better about that. But Detroit winning in Chicago and us losing, obviously that becomes a talking point. And we know how good the Eagles are at home in the playoffs. And so you're guaranteed next week to be at home. But had they got the number two seed, you would have been at home in the second round as well. And with their track record, you can almost – they certainly would have been favored to be in the NFC Championship game. And now that's going to be – it may look a little different. It may look a little different because I honestly think Green Bay could go to Chicago and win next week. I mean, they're a divisional opponent. It'll be the third time they played. Yeah. You saw what Detroit did yesterday. So it's not unfathomable that Chicago could still lose that game next week and the Eagles would be hosting either the Rams or, I mean, the Rams or I forget who else it is in the playoffs. But one of the other teams, the Rams or either the Carolina Panthers. No, because we got the Niners next week. So I think if the Packers would win, we would get the winner of the 4-5 seed next week, and that would be Carolina or even the Rams. So it's tricky, and they put health in front of everything else. So yeah. I understand why fans are ticked off about it, but I also know Eagles fans, give us till Wednesday. We'll get past this, and we'll focus in on the Niners coming in because it doesn't matter if you don't beat San Francisco next week. It really doesn't matter if you don't beat San Francisco.
If they don't beat San Francisco, I think they're going to revisit this his decision not to try to go win that thing.
Well, you know how hindsight is, man, and we're one of the best cities at hindsight. So, yeah, no doubt. He put it out there, but they had to have known this could be the outcome. Now, there's no way that anybody could think that there's no way Detroit's going to beat Chicago. So, They knew playing their reserves could lead to a loss, and this would be the outcome, and they were willing to take that risk. They thought resting the guys and health was more important. So, you know, we all have an opinion on it, but they've done this in the past. Hell, I wanted Saquon to break the record last year in a meaningless final game of the season, and I yelled about that for a whole week, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, if things turn out the way we hope they turn out, then it'll be a moot point. But if it doesn't, it'll be just something else that that fans will have to complain about. And it's been a frustrating season. It really has. Yeah. Finishing up 11-6, it's been a frustrating season. You don't know what you're getting every week. And, yeah, this will add to what people will hold against Coach Sirianni if they lose next week. Put it this way. Even if they happen to win against the Niners and then they lose the following week, people will hold that against him.
Absolutely. Talking with Ike Reese here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Ike at Ike58 Reese. You can listen to him afternoons on WIP in Philadelphia. I can only imagine what those phone lines are going to be like this afternoon. I did want to take a quick moment to say, I was, you know, there's that bank of elevators that go from the lobby level up to the press box. I'm not sure which one it is of, like, the four of them, but I got in one of them, and it was a picture of, I think it was the Eagles captains from kind of those early 2000s teams, and I think it was you.
I call that the Ike Reese elevator. Yeah, that's the Ike Reese elevator,
It was pretty cool to see that picture, man. I think it was you and B-Doc and McNabb and maybe Brian Westbrook. It was just neat to see.
And Trot. Yeah, listen.
Okay.
Listen, I'm honored to be amongst those great players, all of those guys, Eagles Hall of Famers. That was a special year. I think that's the year we went to the Super Bowl in 04, so that might be the NFC Championship game, team captain's pitcher. So, yeah, you know what? And B. Mitch will tell you, although he's a Washington, I still call you Redskin, B. That's who you played for. You didn't play for the Commanders. So he's a Washington Hall of Famer there. So I say that to say, as we get older, pictures change around the buildings, right? So, you know,
yeah,
to have something in the stadium where when my kids get a chance to go there every once in a while and see that's pretty cool to see. So I'm happy to be amongst those guys. Sometimes it's who you know. I'm around a bunch of good players, so I just happen to be in that picture. And I call it the Ike Reese elevator, though. That's the Ike Reese elevator.
When I was there with you all early in the early 2000s, then I left. You all went to the Super Bowl. You had some years that weren't as great that followed suit. And now back with Howie, how he's built this team, I keep saying that people have to allow – I say they have to be patient and I got attacked by people. Why we have to be patient? Well, every team that's winning now built at some point. Yeah. And if you build it the proper way, then you can – I think you can sustain those injuries at times or whatever. You know, you may have a low year, but then you'll come right back the next year. How has it been when Howie was trying to grow this thing to the point where now he seems to don't miss ever because he already has a great foundation?
I tell you, it goes back to when he was removed from that position for a year or so under Chip Kelly. And, you know, he did a lot of reflecting. And these are words, I'm paraphrasing, but these are words from Howie's mouth that he would talk about afterwards, how he was able to sort of have self-reflect and, you know, lean on some mentors throughout the business and guys he respect and really change some things that he had been doing prior to that. And when he came back, you know, I think he had a different outlook on how he wanted to move forward as a GM and a personnel guy. And I think him realizing that you got to build a team that you trust around you. And I'm not talking about players. I'm talking about, from his point, a scouting staff, a coaching staff, guys that he can lean on that can go out there and evaluate players, not only evaluate players for what they look like right now, but evaluate them and project what they're going to be moving forward. And he took a lot of those principles, and he has relied on those people to do their job while he has done what he's best at, which is maintaining talent, meaning re-signing guys, fitting guys under the salary cap, but also when an opportunity presents itself, being aggressive and going out there and adding an A.J. Brown, you know, guys of that ilk that help change the culture. And, man, since he's come back in 2016 when they hired Doug Peterson, since then, I mean, you're talking about three Super Bowl appearances, two Super Bowl wins, and they've done it under two different regimes, right? So that's to me, that's been more impressive with Howie and what he's done, is that when something got stale or didn't seem like it was working anymore, they didn't bang their head against the wall trying to continue to make it work. They were confident enough to make tough decisions and move on from high caliber players or guys that they had thought well of in the past and realized that they didn't have it anymore, even changing coaches at that time. Like, they've done so much from an infrastructure standpoint that they figured it out and they sort of relied on that blueprint for them. And we've been beneficial of it, man. They've been chasing that. They chased that Lombardi for years, B. Even when we were playing together, we were trying to get it. And I think what's ultimately happened, honestly, is that the players have performed in those key moments. We had teams that were good enough to win it all, but we didn't play well in the NFC Championship games. Like, we played in four or five NFC Championship games and only won one. And so, like, you got to play big and well in those big moments, but you got to have the players, but then the players have to perform. And so give him credit for acquiring those players and then give those coaches and the players that in those moments, they shined, and they took advantage of it. When Carson went down, Nick Foles stepped in. They went in and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When things went awry with Carson and it wasn't popular to move on from him, they did, as well as Doug, and they brought in – I mean, Jalen was here. They developed him, but then they added talent to the team. They went out and grabbed a guy like A.J. Brown. They went out and drafted Devontae Smith in the first round. Then they went out and got Saquon Barkley. Like, those are things they had to go out and do to finish it. But then the players performed on the field. So it's mm-hmm. It's been a good run. But it starts with having that – I think it starts with having that infrastructure within the front office. Jeffrey Lurie is an owner that whatever how he thinks he needs to put a team together or go get a player, Jeffrey Lurie never stands in the way of that happening, and he's okay with the aggressiveness in acquiring players. They want to win, and they've set that standard, and ultimately it's great to see the fruits of that labor come to fruition, because like I said, I get a player's the credit. They have performed in those moments, and so when we get a chance to live in what is right now the best era in franchise history over the last 10 years. I mean, it's just the best era that we've had.
Well, I couldn't help but think of that yesterday watching Tank Bigsby run, and that was another classic Howie.
Yeah.
Hey, we love Saquon, but there's an opportunity to go get this kid who's really good and gives us really good depth. And Bigsby's probably RB1 on half the rosters in the NFL, and he's backing up a dude like Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
I also can't help but think if Kevin Petullo just gave Bigsby the ball more and Tanner McKee didn't have 40 pass attempts, that game goes different. I think that'll be a topic today. I think we're like 3 weeks away from Howie calling Nick into his office and saying, all right, you got a year with your boy. He's no good. I'm hiring a new OC. But that's for future us to figure out.
Well, you know what?
I mean, listen,
probably most people in Philly thinking that already.
Right.
Why the hell y'all let him hire him in the first place?
You know what? I would say this. And I agree. I think that's the prevailing sentiment out there right now, is that people feel like the Kevin Petullo experience has run its course. I'll be hesitant, and I'll say this. Jalen Hurts has had a new coordinator just about every year of his career. And this is Kevin Petullo's first year of being a coordinator. You know, do you bring him back for a second year? Maybe he gets better. He learns some things he didn't do well this year. Jalen's familiar with him. They're in the same system, versus bringing in another guy. And now you got to learn a whole other offensive system again. And it's worked in the past.
Yes.
I understand the track record. It has worked in the past. But one of the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Things we tend to complain about up here is it's a different offensive coordinator seemingly every year around here. And again, it's worked for them in the past when they brought in an experienced one. But I don't know. I don't know. Some of it's Kevin being inexperienced at the job, and some of it is is it the system, that offensive system? Because Kellen Moore was able to come in here and do a good job with it. Shane Steichen, before he left, did a good job. You know, they got to get it figured out. But you're right. If this thing ends sooner than anyone expects it to, I would imagine that'll be the first person that everybody's calling for, because the head coach isn't going anywhere and the quarterback isn't going anywhere. So right. People will want change. And the defensive coordinator isn't going anywhere. So
Kevin, no, he definitely ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. So Kevin, unfortunately, would be the one I'm sure a lot of fans would want change with. I'm just not so sure it depends on who they would bring in. I'm just not ready to do it regardless of what happens. I don't know. A second year may bring back better results.
Hey, Ike, last thing for me. What'd you think of Washington yesterday? What'd you think of the decision making by this, you know, to go for the win and how they performed?
Yeah. No, I wasn't surprised at all. And the fact that, you know, the guys for the Commanders, they wanted to be out there playing. They played that game, not as if it was the last game of the season and they were looking to get out of here. You know, they played that game to win. They wanted to end their season on somewhat of a positive note. That was one of my fears, is that, you know, Washington's going to come in here and they want to win the game, just like Detroit went to Chicago and wanted to win the game. So, you know, Josh Johnson, give him credit. He made some plays. We certainly helped out with some defensive pass interference calls. I mean, my goodness, can we turn our head around?
Yeah, man, y'all do Ringo, bro. Ringo is regitis, dog.
Yo, as good as your secondary is, Ringo and Bennett.
Ringo's
are
horrible,
not.
Dog.
Bennett, too, man, he was just getting turned around.
Yeah, so that was not what we were expecting. But, you know, listen, Dan's a good coach, and you guys got the quarterback there. Now it really just becomes about building around him and putting a good system around him so that he can stay healthy and you guys could – so he can always reach his maximum potential. Still one of the better young quarterbacks in the league, and that's where it starts. If you don't have that guy, it's hard to do anything moving forward. So it's all about adding pieces around him and make sure he continues to have the proper coaches around him that helps him develop. So – you know, I always look at Washington. Do you know this? They're not the same as the Giants and the Cowboys to me when it comes to our NFC East rival. But there's a sort of a mutual respect there. And so, you know, watching Jaden play from afar, you know, we know that that's going to be something we have to deal with in this division for the foreseeable future. So, you know, Washington, you just got to keep adding pieces to that squad, and it'll be all right. You got a good ownership group in there right now, so I think you guys are heading in the right direction.
Ike, thank you for the time, man. Happy New Year.
Brother, be cool, man.
It's always a pleasure. AB, man, hit them well out there this offseason. Got to wait till March or April to swing them, but I know you'll be hitting them well.
I'm going to travel, bro.
Hell, he'll be playing on Friday.
I'm traveling, brother. I come look for you when you're ready to get whipped.
Listen, my game ain't ready to play with you yet. Yeah, it ain't ready for me yet, man.
Hey,
Ike, you can play with me.
You tell Quick to bring you. I took him to a course and he said it was too big for him.
See, yeah, you and Quick can play together because y'all got that type of game. Y'all got that type of game. I'll just be there for the jokes and keeping everybody entertained, man.
Hey, we have fun doing that too, brother.
That's my strength, you know, on the golf course. Jokes.
You know, man.
Ike, thank you for the time.
All right, man.
Yep.
Same to you, brother.
Happy New Year.
The great Ike Reese. It's going to be a busy day on WIP this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Time to open the phone lines up here in Washington. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Commanders win. 5-12. Seventh overall pick. What happens next? Phone lines are yours. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.